Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
2 o'clock on a Tuesday. And we got a lot to talk about. This is a very exciting day. It is an overreaction Tuesday. We don't have time for nuanced opinion. We don't have time for let it play out. No. We are going to be the opposite of responsible. We're going to be irresponsible. We are going to talk about what we watched this weekend in college football. Now, obviously, Michigan and Michigan State are going to be the main focus, but I wouldn't mind keeping this open to other things. For instance, like Notre Dame announcing to the world they're a national title contender. Go to College Station and do that. You can't fake that. That was legit.
Week one, Notre Dame became the first team to basically clinch a spot in the college football playoffs.
But
Notre Dame is in there.
I want to talk about Michigan and Michigan State, and I want to know what people think. Because one thing I can't tolerate, look, clearly you don't want to make your determination off of 1 week. But neither team looked any good. Oh, certainly Michigan is better than Michigan State, and they have different aspirations. But, I mean, one team was favored by 21, and they were in a 16-10 game in the fourth quarter. And the other team was favored by 11.5. They had to survive a 16-10 game. I don't think either team looked any good. But we can talk about what is your reaction to it. Clearly, I'll wait until Texas this weekend, and I'll wait until Maryland for Michigan State. But, Rico, I don't know what I'm supposed to pull out of those two games other than a lot of recyclables.
I think what you pull out, Mike, is just a lot of disappointment. Because it didn't go the way that neither fan base wanted to see it. If you're a Spartan fan, you wanted to feel the way you did a few years ago when they went on the road to Northwestern. You're like, wow, that's a hell of a start. You know, a certain running back goes for 4 touchdowns, and you're thinking to yourself, this team was complete trash last year. And
instead, we had Ray Charles at quarterback.
But yeah.
I mean, come on.
No. He looked like an 18-year-old playing his first game ever.
But people don't want to hear that when you're making a mil a year. See, now we've arrived at something different. That's the problem. I'm with you.
Yeah.
First college start. What am I going to take out of it? It's the same thing for Davis Warren. I'm not going to bury the kid. Did he look any good? Absolutely not. He looked like a try-hard walk-on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then they're doing the QB two-step. Oh, we're going to bring in Orgy. Now we're back to Warren.
That was problematic. Because it's if Warren is your quarterback, then let Warren be your quarterback. But this whole, hey, we're going to bounce back and forth. David, I'm going to tell you now.
He's going to tell you, David.
It's not going to work. You got to pick one, and you got to live with the results. Plain and simple. Because other than that 2-quarterback system, I can't recall too many times where it works.
You want an overreaction? Let me set the tone for overreaction. Mullen should be your starter, not Donovan Edwards.
Wait, is that an overreaction or is that just fact? Are we doing fact?
That may be reaction.
Whoa, stop the clock. Wait a second.
Because
I was told all summer the Don was going to be in New York by these nutbags.
Well, he's going to get a slice of pizza maybe, but he's not going to New York all expense paid by the Heisman Committee.
Mullins has better vision, runs harder, more physical. Does Donovan have breakaway speed? Absolutely. But it only looks good if there's a hole the size of a Buick. So I hear there's an overreaction right there.
Yeah, does he know the word cutback at all, Donovan Edwards, at all? Like, just cut back and you can get something sometimes.
And here, let me make this equal opportunist, okay? Donovan and Nate Carter, hey, welcome to the bench, okay? Both of you guys got outperformed by your backups. Both of you may be captains or whatever. Is Donovan a captain on the team?
Yes, he is.
Both of you may be captains. You're not starting. You're not starting because your backups look 10 times better than you in the game.
So give me your overreactions from week one. Clearly, a lot of teams struggled. Go look at Oregon's box score and then tell me how that was a 24-14 game. But it was. Look at Ohio State in the first half against Akron. I mean, we can go across the country. A lot of teams looked bad. Then there's Florida State. That's something different. But
Georgia barely putting up points. Jeez.
Hey, it's official. It's official. I closed the lid on Nona. We're done with Clemson. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I told you I wanted to evaluate. I am. You guys are ahead of the curve. I can't take Kenny seriously because he's a Georgia fan. You're not. But you were first in on the Dabo thing. I tried to be patient. I tried to show personal growth. If I were a Clemson fan, and I would pull my funding.
It was going to be a slow erosion, but you're seeing now where I refuse to change. Coach K.
Four schools didn't take a player from the portal. Mm-hmm. Can you name them?
Yep, I can. Army, Navy, Air Force.
And Clemson.
Yeah,
Dabo, it ain't working.
Now, the other three, well, they're service academies, and you just can't transfer in like that. Yeah. You have to actually be a part of that service. Dabo, it reminds me of Coach K when he originally came out, I'm never going to do the one-and-done players until he started getting beat and said,
that's right.
I'm going to start doing some one-and-done players.
So let's get your reactions from week one, and tongue-in-cheek, overreactions. Everything's an overreaction after 1 week. But this is what we do in sports. I didn't see anything from Michigan or Michigan State that gave me confidence that either will be much better or maybe not even what their preseason win expectation is. Does it matter? Not really. Because if Michigan beats Texas or even just looks really good in a loss, you're on course. If Michigan State beats Maryland, well, all of a sudden, how do you feel? It's different. Different goals. Different tiers of quality.
So Michigan, let's say the game is like the Notre Dame Texas A&M game.
I wouldn't knock them in the least.
Okay.
Because again, you're playing an out of conference SEC heavyweight. I give you credit for playing the game. Now, if you get deep pantsed, that's different.
If it's like Florida State last night, where Boston College took a knee rather than run up the score.
If you're walking around with Billy Napier's haircut, losing 41-17, that's different. And I don't see that happening. So don't get your little underoos in a bunch. 248-539-9797.
Or Mike Gundy haircut.
How about this? Who was the biggest loser of the weekend? Napier, Brian Kelly, Dabo Swinney, Mike Norvell. Think that one over. And it's different programs at different kind of checkpoints. But, man, when you want to talk about just disaster. I mean, I told you, I didn't think Napier would be coaching by November 1st. Not for long you won't be. 0-3 in season openers.
I can give you the answer to that, Mike, and it may be Norvell. I don't have to wait till the break. I think he was the biggest loser because as much as I think Clemson is done, that was still Georgia. Georgia will pretty much make every team look that way outside of Alabama.
And Georgia played their B-minus game. So that wasn't A+. That's not where Kirby's going to have them at the end of the year.
Napier went up against Miami, and Miami was locked in, and Miami may be a team that's going to get a bye. So that's a top team.
Three big winners to me. Notre Dame, number one with a bullet. Number one with a bullet. Penn State, they absolutely deserve credit. You open up, power conference team, on the road, hostile, and they destroyed them. Oh, weather delay? Doesn't matter. We're going to kick your ass when that's over. But it would be Notre Dame. It'd be Penn State. You'd have to give Georgia full marks as well.
See, I think you're missing one.
Who?
Mike, and I'm giving you credit because you picked this team.
Oh, do you?
USC.
Oh.
If USC is going to play defense, the Big Ten is in trouble. Because that was always the knock. Oh, okay, they're going to put up video game numbers, but you just have to outscore them because their defense can't hold water.
You had asked me the question. We were talking earlier in the summer about who the best quarterback in the Big Ten is. You may have seen it.
Yeah.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
Miller Moss is legit. Those throws are NFL throws. But we could talk about it. Look, we can center on Michigan and Michigan State. We can go with each game. We'll do it next. But what is your reaction / overreaction to what you saw? I mean, watching the State game, you just had to laugh. It was so sad. In the Michigan game, they couldn't run it. You don't have a quarterback. You're doing a QB shuffle like a high school team. I mean, I really don't know what else to tell you. I love now this morning, I heard it on the morning show, and it wasn't John or Jim. It was Ticket Texas. Well, Fresno was a 9-win team last year. It's like, you people, it's like the Wojo school of Michigan can never be wrong. Like, it's okay to just say disappointing season opener. That's not what I signed up for.
Mm-hmm. Because if it wasn't for a turnover deep in the Fresno zone, this is probably a closer game. Because they scored that quick 7 because they only had to go 30 yards. Other than that, it was 3 and out. They were not moving the ball.
And Michigan State, look, there's one thing that bothered me more than anything else with the Michigan State game. But I will tell you next. It's going to take me a moment.
Oh, look at that.
I'm very upset about it.
That's a tease, folks.
Thank you. 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.